Chandra screamed and ran toward her brother. The bear, startled, instantly bounded off into the woods. Chandra wrapped her arms around Animesh. He seemed so tiny and breakable, and she could feel his whole body trembling. He was whispering, "He's just a little bear." She didn't know whether to laugh or to cry, but she let Animesh carry the pail and eat almost as many berries as he wanted, even though he was dropping berries every which way. There was just one thing she wanted from him. "Ani," she started, "you didn't tell Dad about the bear, right?"
"No,"
he said.
"Okay, let's just keep it between the three of us."
Animesh and Dylan nodded. Mr. Nandi was the only parent within 10 miles who locked his front door and his car door at night. "Can we tell him about the pancakes?" Animesh asked.
"Let's surprise him on Saturday."
Chandra swallowed a guilty feeling and walked fast. That evening, Chandra saw bears everywhere. Teddy bears were lined up on the couch where Animesh sat watching TV. 3 cartoon bears were wrestling each other on the show he was watching. When the family sat down to dinner, her father actually said he was so hungry he could eat a bear. Chandra had to kick Animesh under the table to keep him from laughing. As they ate, the sky darkened to a deep blue. "We have a surprise for you on Saturday, Dad."
"Pancakes,"
Animesh blurted out.
"Well, it was a surprise."
Animesh blushed at his own mistake, but then continued to slurp down the rest of his dinner.
"That's okay," her dad said. "I saw something in the back of the fridge, not to mention in our driveway. You'd better pick up those berries tomorrow."
Something clattered in the yard. Chandra looked out the window at the rising moon. It was getting dark earlier every day. She saw a large shape cross in front of the window. It had a head and ears.
"It's the bear!" Animesh screamed and raced to the window.